USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most travelers from the United States will now be barred from entering the European Union when it opens its borders on Wednesday because the coronavirus is still too prevalent in the United States. The EU's 27 members have been drawing up a list of countries whose virus levels are deemed low enough to allow people from those places to travel into the bloc, which has been mostly sealed off since March. That list of safe countries was officially announced in a statement. The United States, which has the most coronavirus cases and deaths in the world, was not on it. Countries that did make the list are Algeria, Australia, Canada, Japan, Morocco, New Zealand, South Korea, Thailand, and Uruguay. China will be included on the list if it allows entry to EU travelers in return. The move is a sign of how the U.S. is seen by Europe and elsewhere as the coronavirus hotbed. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Ghislaine Maxwell, a British socialite and confidant of Jeffrey Epstein, was arrested by the FBI in New Hampshire. She was arrested without incident and taken into custody. Maxwell, who is Epstein's former girlfriend, has been accused of overseeing his alleged sex trafficking ring. Many women have accused her of recruiting them to give Epstein massages during which they were pressured into sex. Those accusations, until now, never resulted in criminal charges. At a press conference formally announcing the charges, FBI Assistant Director in Charge Bill Sweeney said they arrested one of the villains in the case. Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopen, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Michael Dukakis, the former Democratic Massachusetts governor who lost his 1988 White House bid to then Vice President George H.W. Bush, is warning Joe Biden not to take the poll showing him with a double-digit lead over the president too seriously. A recent Fox News poll has Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee, leading Trump 50-38% nationally as concerns grow over the coronavirus pandemic, racism, and unemployment. By comparison, in late July 98, the Newsweek Gallup poll showed Dukakis with a 55-38 lead over Bush, according to the Boston Globe.
On the road again.
Willie Nelson's annual 4th of July picnic is going virtual this year over concerns about COVID-19. Fans can tune in to the nearly 50-year-old music bash via Luxstream and WillyPicnic.com. Other performers expected to play include Sheryl Crow, Ziggy Marley, Steve Earle, and Nelson's fellow Texas-based singers Lyle Lovett, Robert Earl Keen, and Kiki Friedman. Some of the artists will perform at Nelson's Luck Ranch in Spicewood, northwest of Austin. Others will be streaming live from other locations. Nelson's event started in 1972 and has been held almost every year since then. Moving around Texas, it typically draws thousands. The 87-year-old Nelson's 70th album was released, called The First Rose of Spring, featuring two new tunes plus Nelson's take on songs by Toby Keith and Chris Stapleton. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.